patient's name is Brian Gomez, first name B-R-A-Y-A-N, last name G-O-M-E-Z, date of birth 10/13/2004, date of service is 3/19/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness, a 17-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his mom. Patient is Spanish-speaking, so translator was used. Patient states that approximately 1 month ago, his friend obtained a laceration on his foot, and they had to take him to receive treatment. Since then, he has been having intermittent episodes of anxiety, feeling like he wants to cry and having some depression. Patient denies any suicidal ideation or homicidal ideation. He states today while cleaning his truck outside, he did begin having that feeling again approximately 1 hour ago, and he wants to make sure he is okay. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 132 over 87, heart rate 57, respiratory 16, temp 98.2, O2 100, and he weighs 117.6 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, bradycardia, respirations even and labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesion. Assessment and plan, number 1, anxiety, number 2, depression. Patient will be given a prescription of Celexa in liquid form because he states he does have an issue taking pills. At this time, he'll start on 20 milligrams PO daily, and I'll give him a 3-month supply. Due to his age, I don't think it's necessary to obtain blood work at this time. If he does like this medicine and wants to continue on the medicine, he will return to the clinic in 3 months, and at that time, we will obtain the blood work. If patient begins having shortness of breath, chest pain, I did encourage him to go to the emergency room for a full evaluation, but he states none of those symptoms have been present. If he has any worsening of symptoms, he can come back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. His mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions.